MG, the NRL player movement madness, it's in full swing. We're closing in on November 1, where we expect to see pieces of paper signed. But I've got to say, as we welcome in our next guest, I'm disappointed because I feel like we've done a lot for this bloke on this show.
Oh, look, it's, you know, obviously some things you do behind the scenes, some things you do overtly.
Yep.
Sometimes, you know, you put him on your show and basically say, you know spruik yourself to the nearest bidder. And guess what? The nearest bidder found him.
Well, and I'm just disappointed that we didn't get a heads up early on. I think we asked his wife as well for a heads up on exactly where Aaron Woods would be signing and playing in 2022. He joins us on the line now. Woodsy, it's come out. You're playing for the Dragons and we didn't get the heads up.
Yes. Well, first of all, hello, fellas. How are we?
Hello, Woodsy. Hello, mate.
Now, look, honestly, it was just I kept it nice and quiet, kept it close to the heart. I didn't even tell the wife, so she was actually being honest with you. look, mate, it was a decision I made around football. Obviously, it is close to home as well, but, speaking with Hook and a couple of the recruitment at the Dragons, they've signed some good players and they're moving in a really good direction. I'm really happy to be part of the squad.
Well, we kind of surmised that any club would be good for you because of what you've done in the past. You're a representative player at the highest level, and you seem to have gotten better with age. You know, your footy last year with the Sharkies was, you know, just as good as you've ever played, I think, in different ways, obviously. But when was the first contact with the Dragons? Was it, you know, was it mid-season? Was it once the season was over? And in the end, what was Hook's line to get you? Ooh, Hook's line, that's a good one, fishing. Yeah. What was Hook's line that said, okay, I'm going there because that looks like a club that's, you know, on the up?
Well, funny thing is, MG, where we stayed in Brisbane when we were playing up there, we stayed in the same hotel as the Dragons and the Tigers. So I had a meeting with Hook up there, but originally he wanted to get me there before June 30 of the season that just passed.
Okay.
And you know, we just had the little one, my wife and the family were in quarantine. It was just hard to make a decision. And then I didn't want to let the boys down at Cronulla because we already lost, you know, Wade Graham and Josh Dugan hadn't come away. Shawnee Johnson had just been, you know, did his hamstring. So we had quite a few players out. I just didn't want to let the squad down. So, I said to Hook at the time, look, it's a decision I can't do immediately, but at the end of the year, I'll definitely have a look at it. And, you know, they were lucky enough to come back and still be keen once the season was over. And we just had a couple of chats and, you know, he's a pretty straightforward guy. What you see is what you get. There's no, you know, crap that comes with it. And, you know, he just told me a few things that I really did like about the club and things that he can really help me with my game. So I was really excited and, yeah, it wasn't too long. And next thing you know, I was agreed to turn to the Dragons.
Who missed out? Was there interest elsewhere around the league for Woodsy?
Yeah, I had a couple of clubs, to be honest with you, Liam. But, you know, obviously my old club, the Tigers, you know, I had a couple of chats with them. You know, at times Manly and the Warriors were keen as well. I think during the year there was a couple of clubs that were keen to get me before June 30, but I just didn't want to do that to Cronulla. You know, they got me, you know, they helped me get me out of a club before and, you know, I thought I owed them back. So I just wanted to get throughout the year with the Sharks and, you know, finish off, try to make the top eight. Obviously, we didn't. But, so just move forward. And, yeah, there was a couple of clubs, but, you know, I'm happy with where I'm going to now.
Yeah, great. We can't wait to see you in the red V. Look, it proves to us the good guys do come first sometimes. And we're really happy for you, brother. We really are from the bottom of our hearts. And, look, as the Dragons say goodbye to 10 players, you know, obviously the barbecue gate, they didn't win another game after that. They were looking really good up until then, with yourself and Molo and Sewer and Burgess and Moses Suli and Moga and Gajewski. There's seven handy first graders, more than handy. Also, after Niokora from the Eels, things are starting to look, even though you haven't played a touch of the ball yet for the Dragons, things have already gotten better. If you put you guys with Hunt and Bird and Lomax and Sims, that's a formidable team.
Yeah, definitely, MG. You know, there's a lot of really quality players there. You know, you throw McCulloch in at hooker as well, and young Sloan, Sullivan, Amon as well. So there's a good mixture of young players and senior players as well. So, you know, like I said, the no ball's been kicked off, so everyone's on 0 points at the moment. But it's exciting time so far, you know. Obviously, it was disappointing with what happened with the barbecue stuff last year and for them not to win a game afterwards, but probably the best thing for them is a lot of those players have gone and, you know, there's a lot of fresh faces in there that's not going to be lingering around our heads. You know, we can move forward from the get-go when we start pre-season. So there's not going to be too much, you know, worry about what happened last year. And we need to move forward. And, you know, the most important thing we need to do is get wins early on and you know, get a good position on the ladder.
Absolutely. Well, Sander, that Dragons fans out there, just, I reckon they're going to be pretty excited that this bloke's involved, as you say, in the Red V next year. Now, Woodsy, I need you to give us some insight, because yesterday on the show we had Paul Gallen on. And he unloaded.
He's probably trying to make some more dollars on
Josh Alloy, because we had Josh on Oshae LA on last week. Now, you know Gow, you live in his hood at the moment, and you know Josh, you would have played against him. Does Josh stand a chance?
Look, I know Josh was a really good boxer coming through, a young kid. I think he might have been Golden Gloves back in New Zealand where he was from. I know he's been chasing this fight for quite a while too, because he mentioned it to me, I think, even when I was playing with him at Tigers. He goes, I'd love to fight Gow one day.
Wow.
Technically, Josh would be a really good fighter, but I just don't know if he's had enough runs on the board. You know, it's like footy. I don't know if he's had enough matches, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Whereas Gow, you know, Gow's been, he's finished footy 2-3 years ago, where he's been going straight into the boxing scene. He's trained. Mate, the one thing about Gow I know that, you know, probably a lot of people wouldn't, is the bloke trains non-stop. He's as fit as anything, and he's as tough as nails. So I think, as you've seen in his last fight against Hooney, that was unbelievable, the amount of, you know, punishment he got. So if Josh, big Josh Yalowai, can hit him with a couple of good ones, you know, he's going to have to get him early. But if Gow takes him into, I think they're trying to get, you know, 6 or 8 rounds, if he gets into that later stage, I think it's going to be really tough on big Joshy.
Hmm. Yeah, I tend to agree. As we said to Gow, I think he's past them. Look, I'm not calling Josh a gimmick fight, but we've got to see more of him before you put him in with Gow. Gow's earned the right to pick the fights he wants and you know, pick the fights that are going to make him some cabbage, because he is a prize fighter. Mm. And I'd love to see it. I'd love to see them come to a compromise, because I'm like you, Woodsy. I've heard that, you know, coming through the ranks, he could hold his hands up, and I didn't know he's a Golden Gloves. That just adds a little bit of salt to the pasta. So that's.
But he's not a bloke that's never fought before.
No.
But
no.
Yeah, it's just Gow. I think he's been around too long, and like you said, MG, he's got the runs on the board. He can do what he wants now. You know, he's beat Big Daddy Brown, Mark Hunt, mate. As I said, the runs are on the board there for Gow, so he can pick and choose, not the other blokes.
What's your fee, Woodsy? How much would it take to get you in there with Gow? Oh,
mate, it's not a chance in the world.
What about this one? This will get us headlines. Who's one bloke in the NRL you'd love to get in the ring with?
I'd love to get in the ring with in the NRL.
Don't say Ben Hunt either.
Who would I? Probably Alex Tuao. He's too nice for the Tigers. He's got to be good mates.
Why don't we make?
I might be a chance.
Nah, I think we need to have the best of friends fight. I think we need to get you in there with your old mate Clem.
That would be hard. I just get into his head before he got into the ring. It'd be too easy.
All right, there you go, Georgie Rose. Make that one happen. I want to see it. Hey, Woodsy, an absolute pleasure to have you on. MG said, we're stoked that you're going to be involved with the Dragons next year. And it is putting together some sort of team as well. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing the Red V at the start of 2022. Woodsy, always a pleasure. We'll speak to you again soon.
Nah, thanks for having me, boys. Really appreciate it.